Aircheckdownloads.com. The sound of Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC.
Hereford and Worcester. Forget you and your mom. You can look at lost.
Charming. Somebody who got out of bed the wrong side this morning. It's Gail. ABC. It's BBC. TTFN, no, I'm here till 6 o'clock actually, until Kate Justice at 6 o'clock tonight, and Caroline Martin on your radio tonight from 10. We say thanks to Nick, M5 northbound, junction 5 for Droitwich, up to 4A for the M42. We've had considerable congestion there. Do let us know if things are looking a little better. And John from Stourport tipped us off about the A4025 between the Shed Food and Drink and the Mitre Oak roundabout. There was a broken down lorry on the hill causing some slow traffic. Hopefully that's been removed now, but if you're in the vicinity, or indeed if you spot something else, BBC Hereford and Worcester Travel Hotlines 0800 414 8181. Around the world we go. Well, it's a bit of escapism when it's gone a little grey and wet, and we play I Spy with My Little Eye. Who's playing today? Shall we find out?
Hi, Tammy. My name is Paulie, and I spy with my little eye. Lots of people shopping at market stalls, some camels going for a walk, and three big triangles made of stone next to a statue of a lion. Where am I?
Oh, Paulie, I think I've got this one in one, that's for sure. So just run those by me again. Hang on a minute, can he? Paulie, hello?
Hi, Tammy. My name is Paulie, and I spy with my little eye. Lots of people shopping at market stalls, some camels going for a walk, and three big triangles made of stone next to a statue of a lion. Where am I?
I think I know, but I wonder if the rest of our listeners know. That's the thing. How good is your geography? This is a place that's very famous. Come on, go for it. Get the bragging rights where you are. 81333 on the text. Start your message with HW. You can call us 0800 121 8181. You can email tammy.gooding@bbc.co.uk. One more time. Let's hear it.
Hi, Tammy. My name is Paulie, and I spy with my little eye. Lots of people shopping at market stalls, some camels going for a walk, and three big triangles made of stone next to a statue of a lion. Where am I?
Where is he? Do you know? Give it a go. Go on, and we'll get you on the roll of honour before four. The tin roof is rusty, but not till the end. B-52s. Fabulous, the B-52s and Love Shack. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. It's Tammy Gooding with you, and well, I had a little email come through. I'll read it to you. I'll share what's in my inbox here. It says, Herefordshire's best loved music, Real Ale and Cider Festival is coming back, bigger and better than ever, ready to celebrate its 20th anniversary. On the 1st to the 3rd of July, international artists from across the UK, Germany, Ireland and the USA will line the stage at what will be an event to remember. Yeah, I've got your attention, haven't I? What is this fabulous event and where is it? I hear you cry. Well, Zoe can tell us. Hello, Zoe.
Hi there, how are you?
Hello, lovely. I'm well, thank you. And it's been a long time since I've chatted to anyone about the Linton Festival. Tell us where you are. Whereabouts are you?
So Linton is about 5 miles outside of Ross and Wye. It's a pretty rural...
Take that and a million love songs. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. Just reading about Kate Bush's house. It's falling off that hill. No, it is. A report claim that Kate Bush's cliffside mansion in Devon is perilously close to falling into the sea. She reportedly bought the 200-year-old hideaway for $2.5 million in 2005 so that she could kind of live a bit of a quiet life away. And she's renowned for that. Just stepping away from it all, and who can blame her? But according to Devon Live, the mansion near Kingsbridge on the South Devon coast is already on the edge of the cliff, and it's getting even closer. So, of course, it spawned all manner of headlines like, falling off that hill. I'm sure it's not going to be falling off anytime soon, said I, because surely she wouldn't be there. Council officials have warned the area is in grave danger of toppling into the sea below. If you live there, you can either accept it and let your house fall into the sea, or you can take action to prevent further danger, but that can cost hundreds of thousands of pounds. After a number one on the chart, I'm sure she can afford it. You know? No, it's true. We've been playing I Spy with My Little Eye. I'll give you one more chance to hear the clues and then we'll reveal the answer after we play you some Harry Styles. Have a listen.
Hi, Tammy. My name is Paulie.
Hi,
and
Paulie.
I spy with my little eye lots of people shopping at market stalls, some camels going for a walk, and three big triangles made of stone next to a statue of a lion. Where am I?
Oh, well, I think I know. And I think a number of other people have been in touch to say they know too. And if you'd like to join in, just for a bit of fun, get the bragging rights where you are. We're on 81333, starts your message with the letters HW. Mike in Drake's Broughton has told me that there is a viral video going around of that zookeeper we mentioned earlier who saved the orangutan from drowning and gave it CPR. I shall have a little look at that in a minute. Thank you very much indeed. We were also talking earlier about Dame Deborah and Kevin in Hereford agreeing with me, really. He said she was an inspiration to many people, including me, who's had bowel surgery 12 years ago and is still here today sending emails. Yeah, she's incredible, and her legacy, not only us talking about it right here, but also the amount of money she's raised for charity, an absolutely inspiration to us all. Thank you so much for getting in touch. It's tammy.gooding@bbc.co.uk if you want to join in.
Checkdownloads.com.